Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. State lawmakers will be taking a closer look at the line item vetoes made last week by Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker before he signed the state's overdue $40.2 billion budget into law. A lot of the $320 million of vetoes stem from cuts the governor made to MassHealth in the hopes of getting his full package of health care reforms enacted. To find out what's next, we turn, as we do most Mondays, to State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy.
It's certainly not unusual to see the House and then the Senate can follow, override a lot of the governor's vetoes. We saw it happen last year as well, but there is a sense that given the way revenues have come in and then the budget problems that they faced the past couple of years, they may want to think about this very closely, because after vetoing a good number of the governor's overrides last year, it was done only to see revenues plummet and all of that money have to be cut later in the year. So they may want to try and avoid that, but time will tell.
As a part of that process, the governor called on the legislature to hold a hearing within a month on a package of reforms to help pay for rising Medicaid costs, and he's challenged lawmakers to then take action within 2 months. Given that timeline, as laid out by Baker, won't that interfere with the legislature's plans for a traditional recess?
Theoretically, it would. We haven't heard specifically yet what their plans are. That the governor's amendment to the budget dealing with the MassHealth reforms that he wants on his desk by mid-September were referred to committee. It is possible that they could hold a hearing in August, as he's asked for, and that would give them just a couple weeks. It certainly is a tight deadline, just given the way the legislature tends to work and their rather deliberative process, particularly with these kind of reforms that would, you know, pretty significantly remake the healthcare market in Massachusetts. But we're waiting to hear how Speaker DeLeo and Senate President Rosenberg plan to handle this.
Well, if that month elapses and the governor isn't seeing movement on the issue, I mean, back to school, are we going to be seeing him going it alone to keep the budget in line?
Yes, I mean, that's essentially where we are. The budget, as the governor signed it, is technically out of balance, and the administration puts the number at around $350 million, because included in the MassHealth reforms were also the assessments on employers that have workers who may have the option of taking coverage through their employer but choose MassHealth for whatever reason, probably because they get a cheaper deal and they are income eligible for that. The governor is looking to crack down on this, and the legislature, of course, agreed to those assessments, but the governor, after working with the business community on the plan for the assessments, says he needs the entire package, the assessments on the businesses, plus the market reforms that would help drive costs down, and he wants to see those taken together. So it'll be interesting to see if the legislature maybe calls his bluff and sends back the assessments for him to sign without the reforms, in which case the governor would have a big choice to make.
If the governor met with business leaders and came up with the assessments, what are critics saying? Who are the critics of this plan?
The opposition of the MassHealth plan has been sort of disjointed. I mean, we haven't seen a real coordinated effort to oppose this. There are pockets of opposition. Some groups have expressed concern about shifting some of these low-income people off of MassHealth plans into connector plans, which have the potential to carry higher out-of-pocket expenses for those patients. But we haven't seen a major push to oppose these plans. So it'll be interesting when this hearing, if and when the legislature has it, who comes out to testify against this. I'm sure there will be some.
Governor Baker's reforms to health care are in no way dependent on what happens in Washington with health care, right?
They're not dependent on that bill at all, no, but they are dependent on working with the Trump administration. Some of the proposals in the plan require the governor to seek waivers from Medicaid rules from the Trump administration and the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. Particularly, one idea he has is to erect what they're calling a gate, which would essentially make people who have access to affordable health care through their jobs ineligible to enroll in MassHealth, and that's currently not the case under the Affordable Care Act. So as long as the Affordable Care Act is still in place, Massachusetts would need a waiver to erect that so-called gate, and that is part of the governor's plan.
State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks for joining us.